The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. 20 years or so ago, when me and all my girlfriends were about 20 years younger, we were making families, working on our relationships, building our reputations, and going to therapy. Therapy was a way to sort things out, staying or going, how to learn patience, wondering if you're crazy. Therapy gave me a lot of ideas for just plain getting along. One of the things that I learned in therapy that helped me a lot was an idea about how all children have problems, real and imaginary. As children, we develop the very best tools we can to deal with whatever problems we have. Little people invent little tools, even for big problems, and sometimes stick with those tools even if they don't work, because those are the best tools they can come up with. By the time we become adults, using those tools and not expecting them to be effective is a habit. It's not unusual, in the face of a familiar type of problem, for people to use those familiar tools that never work, just harder and faster. Kind of like hitting a stuck nail with a bigger screwdriver. You try to unpack all that by looking at your knee-jerk reactions to things. What you do when someone else gets mad. How you respond to advice. What you think is funny. You start to see some patterns. They show you how you shoot yourself in the foot. Then, with some combination of pep talks and reflection, you work on yourself. Try to get a set of behaviors or tools that will bring you more satisfaction. Now, I don't want to make light of this process because it served me well. But by now, I've come to a point where I'm just going to have to be good enough and do whatever it is I'm doing with the tools I've got. By this time, I've just got to accept that the tools I have are part of who I am, especially the ones I've had since I was 2. If it seems like everybody else has tools that I lack, I have a little pep talk I give myself about how that's a sign that I'm unique. Embrace your faults, I say, and use that information to stay out of trouble. Appreciate your friends. Be satisfied with what you do. Admire it, even. It makes me think about a round of applause for the life I've cobbled together with my oddball toolbox. Which is not to say that I don't believe in self-improvement. But nowadays, instead of working on my personality, I'm working on my attitude. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.